місяць зійшов, я тебе чекала. Чи коня нема, чи стежки не знав, мати не пускала.
Я знав, і мати пускала. Найменша сестра, подай не зросла, сідельце сховала. Найменша сестра, подай не зросла, сідельце сховала. Сестра, сідельце знайшла, коня осідлала. Бої, братіку, до дівчинки, що тебе чекала. Бої, братіку, до дівчинки, що тебе чекала.
From their CDs, Novu Vdoma, Home Again, that was Zubrivka from Toronto, opening our program with Chom Ty Ne Prisho, Why Didn't You Come? Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос» у прекрасній місті Ванкувері. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos, broadcasting to you from Vancouver, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, also known as Pavlina, your host, and I'm so delighted to have you with me here on Nash Holos. Whether you're listening on the radio, shortwave, or FM, via the live web stream, or time-shifting via podcast, welcome, vitayu, as we say in Ukrainian. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian food flair. Judy will tell you about her adventures in Ukraine cooking rabbit and how you can do the same. On our cultural capsule, Vasil Pavlovsky commemorates the 24th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. And in the second half of our program, an interview with author Marcia Skripik about her latest novel, Stolen Child, and her book tour, which is taking place right now. We'll also have a proverb of the week for you, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And up now is a group from Winnipeg by the name of Shum, from their CD called It's Fun to Be Ukrainian, and another seasonal tune, Oy u Vishnevomu Sadochku, in the Cherry Orchard. We'll be right back.
brašnevom u sadočku, tam solovejko šepetal, bit, bit, bitjo, aj, 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 tam solovejko šepetal, bit, bit, bitjo, aj, 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 tam solovejko šepetal. U zelenomu sadočku kozak dívčenu hovorjal, bit, bit, bitjo, aj, 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 kozak dívčenu hovorjal, bit, bit, bitjo, aj, 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 kozak dívčenu hovorjal. Čornobrova, čim pideš ti za mene? Bit, bit, bitjo, aj, 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 oh. Čim pideš ti za mene? Bit, bit, bitjo, aj, 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 oh. Oj, čim pideš ti za mene? Moja matusja tebe znaje, ti toj kozak što se uljaje. Bit, bit, bitjo, aj, 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 oh. Ti toj kozak što se uljaje. Bit, bit, bitjo, aj, 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 oh. Ti toj kozak što se uljaje. Не злякаюсь, якщо з тобою покохаюсь. Бить, бить, битьо, ай-ай-ай-о, якщо з тобою покохаюсь. Бить, бить, битьо, ай-ай-ай-о, якщо з тобою покохаюсь. Ой, любиш небому за дочку, там соловейко щебетав, бить, бить, битьо, ай-ай-ай-о, там соловейко щебетав, бить, бить, битьо, ай-ай-ай-о, там соловейко щебетав.
Catholic is British Columbia's only weekly Catholic publication, and it's got something for everyone, from the latest news from Rome to events in this eparchy, and even a weekly Catholic crossword. The award-winning BC Catholic should be a regular read in every Catholic home. To start your home subscription, call 604-683-0281 or visit bccatholic.ca. That's 604-683-0281 or online bccatholic.ca. The English-Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English-Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net. You'll find a taste of Ukraine and the warmth of home at Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Judy and Tanya serve up old-fashioned prairie hospitality, along with mouth-watering authentic Ukrainian favorites. Pierogies, cabbage rolls, borscht, and more, straight from their very own kitchen. Open for breakfast and lunch Monday through Saturday from 8 till 6. Dine in or take your tasty treasures home, fresh or frozen. Enjoy home-style pierogies and much more at Prairie Cottage Pierogies, 20771 Langley Bypass in Langley.
Я ішов вчора вечір, світив місяць високо, мило вікно подивила, чи одійшов далеко, мило вікно подивила, чи одійшов далеко, я одійшов пару кроків, вона мене кликала. Ой, вернися, квітку милий, чим є тя огнівела. Ой, вернися, квітку милий, чим є тя огнівела. До тебе, Боже, не маю чого, був я вчора під віконцем, а ти мала другого, був я вчора під віконцем, а ти мала другого. Ой, не треба було мила Розмарії давати. Ой, не треба було мила ще другого кохати. Ой, не треба було мила ще другого кохати.
With brother and sister duo from Manitoba and Pliskatch, and Bill Shcherbatchuk from their very recent CD, Vechir, which means evening, and a song called Yak Yaisho, Love Triangle Song. And we'll change the pace a little bit now. We've got the Ukrainians from Leeds, England coming up now from their most recent CD, which is Diaspora, and a song called Nevolechki Hveli, Little Waves. And that is inspired by a line of the writer Vestel Stefanuk, who lived from 1871 to 1936, and he agonized about the fate of Ukrainians immigrating to Canada. And the line is, "We will go to see the world, and we will be blown in different directions like leaves in a field." The Ukrainians with Nevolechki Hveli.
Хмари спирались, я по небу. Хмари збирались, я по небу. Невеличкі хвилі плескались, я об корабель. Невеличкі хвилі плескались, я об корабель. Топідемо світами, розвіємося, як лист по полі. Топідемо світами, розвіємося, як лист по полі. Тут нікого не знаємо, тут не в'ють собаки вовки, тут нічого не знаємо, тут високих дерев нема.
То підемо світами, розвіємо сни, як лист в опалі. То підемо світами, розвіємо сни, як лист в опалі. То підемо світами, розвіємо сни, як лист в опалі. То підемо світами, розвіємо сни, як лист в опалі.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Hanenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. What's up, Doc? How many of you remember the old Bugs Bunny cartoons? I certainly did the afternoon I was helping my cousin Nadia gather baking ingredients for the neighbor women who were making torts for our cousin Oleg and Oksana's wedding in Ukraine a few years ago. At one point, I noticed something out of the corner of my eye that looked like a nude animal. It was small, rather pink-looking, and spread eagle on a tray. Is that a rabbit? It's a rabbit. Oh my gosh! Nadia asked me to cook the rabbit for lunch, as she was too busy. I've never cooked a rabbit in my life. Ah! How do you cook a rabbit? Do what you like, she said. Like how? Do I fry it? Do I bake it on high heat, low heat, add water, no water? I turned to my husband, Roman. What do? Of course, typical male, with that glazed over look in his eyes, just smiled and walked away. Oy, oy, oy. Thanks a lot. Okay, here goes nothing. First, I had to clean off the bits of fur that were still stuck to the little body. Feeling around for the joints, I cut it into pieces. Dusted the pieces with flour, then dipped them in breadcrumbs and beaten egg. Added butter to the frying pan, lightly browned the meat, then put it into a roaster. Okay, how long in the oven? Okay, the meat looks rather young. I would imagine if you overcook it, it'll be dry. So, I guess maybe about 30 minutes? I chopped some garlic and onions and added them to the roaster with a little bit of water. Set the oven to 300 degrees and the timer for 30 minutes. In the meantime, Nadia had potatoes boiling, and we shredded cabbage for coleslaw. Before you knew it, the meal was ready. Everyone watched as I took my first bite. It's pretty tasty. You know, it's true. It really does taste like chicken. So another excellent adventure in Ukrainian cooking. Here in North America, rabbit is not a common dish. But if you're a meat eater and come across it in a meat counter one day, I recommend you give it a try. Rabbit can be prepared in the same manner as chicken by stewing, frying, or roasting it at a low temperature. Here is a simple but delicious recipe. You will need 1 rabbit or chicken, 1 cup flour, 1 teaspoon each salt and pepper, 1 small onion, 1 small stalk of celery, 1 cup sliced mushrooms, 1 clove of garlic crushed, 1 1/2 cups of stock. It can be chicken, vegetable, or just water. You can purchase ready-to-serve stock at any supermarket if you do not have any of your own homemade. 1 cup of chopped carrots, 2 cups of baby potatoes, 1 tablespoon of flour, and 1/2 cup of sour cream. Mix a cup of flour with the salt and pepper. Dredge each piece of meat into the seasoned flour and brown in hot butter. Cook the onion and garlic lightly in the same pan. Add the remaining ingredients except the flour and sour cream. Cover the pot and simmer until the meat is tender and the vegetables are cooked. Do not boil. If desired, the stew may be cooked in a slow oven, 300 degrees, for about 45 minutes. When the meat is almost done, blend the flour with the sour cream and stir into the stew. Continue cooking until tender. If you serve it with some nice dark rustic bread, you will think you're back in the old country with family enjoying a hearty meal. Now don't forget the horilka. Do pobachenia and smachnoho!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Hanenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network. And another seasonal tune coming to you from the Vesnivka Choir of Toronto, and that is from their self-titled CD. And the song was Chmarka Nastupaya, Springtime Showers. And our blast from the past comes to us courtesy Chetam Shena from Montreal. And that was an original composition. The lyrics were by Mark Bednarczyk, who is a member of the other Montreal group that you hear a lot of here in Nasholas, Pavit. And it is a dramatic contrast between the vibrance of spring and the deep sleep of winter, the icy chill dominating the world and inflicting hardship on the human spirit. And if you think back 24 years, right about this time of year, there was a nuclear winter in a part of the world, and lest we forget, here is Vasil Pavlovsky now with a commemorative reminder.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nasholas. Have you ever stopped for a moment and thought about where you were 24 years ago? Just think about it for just one moment. I recall I was out on the road preparing for a journey of a lifetime, cycling from Vancouver to Montreal. Two friends of mine in Ukraine experienced something quite different. As they slept in their family apartment in the model town of Pripyat, less than 2 kilometers away, something had gone awry at the RBMK-type nuclear reactor located at Chernobyl. Oddly enough, when recently speaking to some acquaintances, they seem to recall that the catastrophe occurred sometime at the beginning of May. This in itself shows how well the Soviet regime managed to cover up and deny the accident. In fact, the first knowledge to the outside world was detected at the Forsmark nuclear power plant in Sweden, when high levels of radiation were detected on workers' clothing, prompting investigation of a radiation leak on April 28th. Forsmark is located some 1,100 kilometers away from Chernobyl. Those friends of mine, Olena and Irina, told me how they had been evacuated from Pripyat into Kyiv. Their parents sent their girls and their older brother Andriy to their maternal grandmothers in Kharkiv. When they arrived there, Olena said they underwent further testing for radiation exposure. After a scrubbing and examination, there was still lingering radiation emanating from their hair. As a result, their heads were shaved, and the government sent them to a camp outside of Odessa, only to be reunited with their parents over half a year later. What they experienced could not be explained during the course of even a day-long program. However, this week, there is no persona, but rather a few artists who have kept the catastrophe of Chernobyl alive. The memories of those who perished and those who survived, such as Irina, Olena, and their older brother Andriy, who I've never met. The first of those artists that comes to mind is a good acquaintance of mine, Canadian Roman Hurko, and his Requiem for Chernobyl. One would think that it would be easy to find such artists. However, it took some digging, and I'm certain that this list is far from complete. The second of the artists is also a Canadian, Larissa Kuzmenko, who teaches at the Royal Conservatory in Toronto. Her 8-minute composition, Memoriam for the Victims of Chernobyl, is also a composition listed as part of the conservatory's practical examinations. Amongst one other classical composer I could find was American-born Nancy van de Vat, who makes her home in Vienna and composed a piece entitled Chernobyl as early as the same year which the catastrophe happened, and then was recorded once again in 1987 on Vienna Modern Masters. However, there's one other group that I found that is not classical in nature. It's by the klezmer band called Brave Old World, and the song is entitled Chernobyl. So if you have a moment, think back to 24 years ago and remember the victims of Chernobyl. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nasholas.
По великій милості Твоїй молимось Тобі, вислухай і помилуй. За упокій душ рабів Божих жертв Чорнобиля, і прости їм всякому прегрішенню, вольному і невольному. Господь Бог оснив душу їх, де праведні спочивають. Царства Небесного і відпущення гріхів їх у Христа безсмертного Царя і Бога нашого.
That was the litany from Roman Herko's Requiem Panacheta CD, performed by the Frescoes of Kyiv Chamber Choir with Alexander Bondarenko as conductor. Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 45 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com. Marcia Skripik is one of Canada's most popular children's authors and a preeminent one on Ukrainian themes. As well, she's recently released another novel called Stolen Child and is currently touring Western Canada. I spoke with Marcia by phone from her home in Brantford, Ontario, before she left on her tour. Thanks so much for joining us, Marcia.
It's a pleasure, Paulette.
Now, you've got, what, this is your 12th novel?
It's my 13th book.
Your 13th book.
But that's including two anthologies, one that I edited and then one that I just have a one story in. So 13 books. I don't know how many novels.
Okay.
But there's three picture books in there as well.
Right. Okay. So it's children and young adults that you focus
on?
Yes,
children's and young adults, novels, picture books, anthologies.
Okay. Now, this book, A Stolen Child, is aimed at the a similar audience to your most recent novel on Ukrainian, or your previous novel, rather, on Ukrainian themes, The Prisoners in the Promised Land.
That's right, which is grade 4, 5, 6, 7. I've noticed that older students are also interested in it because of the topic, and also adults seem very interested in it. It's about a girl in World War II who was stolen from her Ukrainian family by the Nazis and brainwashed into thinking she's German and placed in a Nazi home. And so, you know, the topic itself is pretty serious for a novel for very young children.
Mm-hmm. So what made you choose this particular topic?
My mother-in-law, who died 2 years ago, talked about the Lebensborn program a lot. She lost half of her classmates to the Lebensborn program in World War II. And she said that it frustrated her to no end that no one seemed to know about this horrific program that the Nazis had. And in fact, 300,000 Ukrainian and Polish children were abducted from their parents in this program. And no one seems to know about it. Now, there were kids from other countries that were taken too, but it wasn't as horrific as what happened in Poland and Ukraine and Czechoslovakia.
What was the difference?
Well, because Poles and Ukrainians and Czechs were not considered human, they were considered subhuman. There was no one really cared about what the parents thought about this. It was sort of like, you know, you go and cull from a herd, and that's what they were doing. They would, as one of the things that they would do, they'd go into a town or a village, and they'd make every single child of a certain age come to, you know, the main square, and then they would take every single one, say every single seven-year-old in the entire village, and then they would sort through them as if they're animals. And the ones that they considered racially valuable, like so that they thought that they were Aryan or Germanic, those ones would be taken and brainwashed into thinking they were German. The ones who were not racially valuable were not given back to their parents. They were either exterminated or they were sent as slave laborers.
That is horrific.
I know, but what happened in the northern European countries, because they were considered to be Aryan, and so human, not subhuman like Slavs, what would happen is that German soldiers were supposed to procreate with northern European women, and then the women, when they became pregnant, would be put in Lebensborn homes and treated really well, given extra rations and everything else. And then when the baby was born, it would be taken away from them, but really willingly, because they were doing it for, you know, for the fatherland. This was their gift to Hitler, basically. So it was a different kind of issue altogether. I mean, still horrific for the child, but this way, I mean, the parents in Ukraine and Poland were quite aware of their children being stolen from them. And after the war, the kids were so successfully brainwashed that even if they were reunited with their birth parents, they didn't want to go back to their birth parents because they were thinking they were German.
Wow. So what is the Canadian connection in this novel?
Well, I wanted to write it so that it would have it would relate to North American children. And so I wanted to have the girl come to Canada. And because also I had written it, it would have been a different story if it was set in Germany, because she wouldn't have even had the awareness that she'd been stolen. So I had to think of a way that she would actually have the awareness that she had been stolen and what her real past was. So what I did was, in the story, I mean, there were also a great number of Ukrainian slave laborers, right, Osterbeiters?
Mm-hmm.
So at the Nancy farm where she's at, there's also a Ukrainian slave laborer who recognizes that this girl is not German. And so when the war is ending, she steals this girl away from the Nazi family. So this is actually the second time that this girl's been stolen from a family. And then they end up in a displaced persons camp, and the woman poses as her mother. And so they end up immigrating to Canada as a family unit, and the woman gets married in the DP camp. And so it's not until Nadia, the little girl, gets to Canada that she actually feels comfortable enough to think about her past, because even when they were in the DP camp, she couldn't talk about or think about her past, because she could have been taken away from this woman as well. And she knows that this woman is trying to help her, but she doesn't really understand what it is that she's supposed to be hiding, because she's had a pretty traumatic childhood.
So this story is based on a lot of personal experience, recollections from your mother-in-law and your own research?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are some direct recollections from my mother-in-law in the book.
Wow.
She was not a Lebensborn child, and so those experiences are not from her. She did tell me about what happened to her classmates, but of course she wasn't processed that way. She did escape, and she lived in a DP camp, and so all of those scenes are from her direct recollection.
So for the benefit of listeners who may not be familiar with what a DP camp is.
That's a displaced persons camp. So after World War II, people who, I mean, there wasn't a Ukraine anymore, right?
Right.
And so people didn't have a home to go back to. And so there are actually millions of people after World War II that had no country to go back to. So they ended up being in these camps. They were in Germany, Austria, there's some in Italy, all over the place, waiting for a country who would agree to give them a home. And Canada gave a great number of displaced people homes.
So this is like refugee camps around the world today?
Yes, exactly.
Essentially. Okay. So this sounds like a fabulous book, and it's out available now for people to purchase?
Yes, it's published by Scholastic Canada. And so it's in bookstores across the country. It's also in the Scholastic book clubs in schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's quite easily available
okay.
all over the place.
So any local bookstore would have it or be able to order it?
Absolutely.
Okay. And there's information on your website about the book as well?
Yes, there is. My website is www.calla.com.
Okay. Now, you are going to be on a tour as this is going to air, as people are listening to this, you're already going to be in BC,
yes.
Right? So tell us a little bit about your tour.
I leave on April the 25th, and I'll be in Kelowna and Vernon. I'll be in Kelowna on the 25th, and the next day I'll be at a couple of elementary schools during the day, but there will be an open presentation in the evening at 6:30. It's actually for the Ukrainian dancers in the area, but it will be open to the public, and it's at the Vernon Elks Hall, which is 3103 30th Street in Vernon. And
okay.
then from there I go to Edmonton. I'm also in Winnipeg and Saskatoon.
Okay. And is there a place where people can follow, because we do have listeners from those areas as well? So where would they be able to find information about that? I can put it on the Nash Holis blog, of course.
Well, that would be great, and
yeah.
I'll be putting it on my own blog as well.
Okay.
And the publisher will be sending out press releases in the various areas.
Great. And what is your blog, Marcia?
It's a Live Journal blog, and it's Marcia S.
Okay. Marcia S. Live Journal blogs.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations on this release, on yet another book, and thank you so much for doing the work that you do, bringing a lot of this unknown information and these stories to light.
Thank you so much, Paulette.
So good luck on your tour. Shtislavuye dorohe, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Paulette. You take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Nash Holis Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network.
Через річку по мості до дівчини піду гості, день добрий дати в люби пробувати. Ставши на дворі з поклоном скорі, дам їй рученьку свою миленьку, з тим поздоровлю, з нею ся розмовлю. Прошу серце до покою, побесідуєм з тобою, чом ти не ласка вже ж давно не бував. Прийди м'ясопуст, так же сиропуст, в неділю сирну, радість се мирну, милий хоч великий піст, щедрий міст. Війди серце в мою хату, буду вдячна яко брату, женця кохану свою не вигіє. Серче, коханче, мій ти, братанче, покинеть стола, і я весела, з тобою сяду розмовлять поряду.
Thank you.
from a CD called Ukrainian Folk Music on the Airmail Music label. That was a group from Lviv called Lubistok and Verkhovena, the Highlander song. And before them, Pikradiska Tercia from their second anthology CD and Cherez Richku Popomosti, Bridge Over the River. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is www.pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is www.nashholos.com, and that's N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S, or just Google Ukrainian Radio Vancouver. Well, sadly, our time together is coming to a close, so before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Хто тугу має, той плачем її збуває. And our proverb of the week translates as, whoever has grief rids himself of it with tears. Well, that about wraps up our program. So to take us to the very end, the female beat from Winnipeg from their CD Steppin' Out and the Crossfire Medley. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.